We feeling the power, baby. It's Power FM. Drop that hit, baby.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Topway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The opposition patriotic front has fired a sharp warning over Bill No. 7. A human rights activist has called on government to take urgent steps in addressing the plight of sex workers. In international news, at least 110 people have died in floods caused by torrential rain in central Nigeria. In sports news, Zimbabwe court has explained Wolves star Munetsi's omission.
And now, FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Patriotic Front, PF, has fired a sharp warning over Bill No. 7, labeling it brought in dead, BID, and calling out the United Party for National Development, UPND, for playing political games with Zambia's sacred constitution. PF Media Director Edwin Lifuekelo has called for transparency, respect and true inclusivity. He reminded government that the constitution belongs to all Zambians, not just political elites, adding that electoral tweaks like constituency delimitation don't even need constitutional changes, yet Bill No. 7 rushes ahead without proper consultation. Mr. Lifuekelo also called on the government to stop, listen and respect the people and their chiefs before pushing through flawed amendments.
The Constitution of Zambia is not a partisan playbook. It must reflect the will of the Zambian people, urban and rural elite and commoners, government and traditional leadership alike. Morality in governance dictates that what is right must be upheld, irrespective of political gains. Justice, after all, is not justice unless it is inclusive, fair, and blind to manipulation. In the spirit of fairness and nationhood, this government need not to hurry, need not to rush process of constitutional amendments. The constitution belongs to all Zambians, and any changes to it must follow transparent, inclusive, and consultative procedures. The proposed amendment in Bill 7 is largely electoral in nature. Yet Zambia's democratic needs go far beyond elections.
Chungwa Immigration Office have successfully intercepted a suspected human trafficking case involving 17 Malawian nationals who were apprehended at the Chungwa Police checkpoint along the Great East Road. The group was traveling aboard a South African registered vehicle bearing registration number BP91XSGP, which was bound for South Africa and driven by Mr. Tawona Harawa, a Malawian national. Preliminary investigation suggests that the 16 individuals were picked by Mr. Harawa in Malawi, acting on instructions from South African-based Malawian who is believed to be the mastermind. The group comprises of 11 males, aged between 30 and 40 years, 5 females aged between 20 and 30 years, and notably a one-year-old girl child, highlighting the particularly vulnerable nature of the suspected potential victims. Immigration's Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Chika says the driver is detained while the suspected victims are being held at a safe location pending further investigations. Human rights activist Wesley Mianda has called on the government to take urgent steps in addressing the plight of sex workers, stating that they too have rights that must be protected and upheld. Mr. Mianda highlighted that many sex workers are individuals with academic qualifications. He explained that due to high unemployment levels and limited economic opportunities, they have been pushed into sex work as a means of survival. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mianda noted that the nature of the sex work is dangerous and exposes individuals to physical harm, exploitation, and health risks. He emphasized the need for the government to recognize this vulnerability and intervene through appropriate support systems and policies. Mr. Mianda urged policymakers to engage directly with sex workers in order to develop inclusive solutions.
I cannot find anything that can easily put food on their table, apart from selling their bodies. Now, when you look at the kind of life that they go through, take your time, interact with them. You actually come across a lot of challenges. You shed tears because of the kind of interaction, the kind of, you know, imbalance that they have gone through. Some of them have been abused sexually. Some of them have been used without even being paid. Some of them have spent nights, cold nights out there without even getting anything at the end of the day. And yet they have families to look after. They have their lives to live. They have tomorrow. And we need to find a way. But these people, they need decent life. These people need to have their rights protected.
Government has provided 4,820 school desks in Chilanga district to back the free education policy introduced by President Hakainde Hichilema, which has brought back to school over 2 million children countrywide. The desks have been provided using the Constituency Development Fund, which has also sponsored 1,300 youths under skills development and 243 children under boarding secondary school bursaries in the district. Chilanga has had 9 classroom blocks constructed with 8 ablution blocks, 14 water points, 16 health projects and 1 ambulance, 2 police posts, 2 market shelters and connection of electricity to 2 schools using CDF. And like other constituencies, the district has also purchased earth-moving equipment for roadworks with the grading of roads underway following the presidential directive for all 116 districts to start grading roads. The district has also given out 225 CDF grants and 70 empowerment loans in 2025. This was revealed when Lusaka Province Minister Shehu Mulyata engaged the Chilanga Constituency Development Fund Committee, CDFC, to appreciate the progress being made. Meanwhile, Chilanga Town Council Chairperson Champion Timbo said the district is working hard to ensure it does not have audit queries by ensuring value for money and accountability for all the funds. He also confirms that 90% of the CDF contracts in Chilanga district are being given to local contractors. In international news, 11 Sudanese migrants and a Libyan driver are dead after their vehicle collided with a truck in the Libyan desert early on Friday. The victims include 3 women and 2 children. Local emergency services have made a statement. The crash 90 kilometers north of the Libyan town of Kifra is the latest tragedy involving Sudanese fleeing the civil war in the home country. Earlier this month, 7 Sudanese were found dead after their vehicle broken down in the desert, leaving 34 migrants on board stranded for several days. Still in international news, at least 110 people have died in floods caused by torrential rain in central Nigeria, officials have told the BBC. The rainfall lasted for several hours, said the head of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency in Zama, Abdullahi Baba Ara. He added that surging flood water submerged and washed away over 50 residential houses with their occupants, adding to Nzema, the Tifin Maza and Awan Hashawa districts of Mokwa town were worst affected. We'll take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Zimbabwe's senior national football team coach Michael Nice has clarified why he left out star players such as Wolverhampton Wanderers midfielder Marshall Mnetsi from the Warriors' call-up. The German omitted the England-based star and others such as Knowledge Musona, Divine Lunga, Marvelous Nakamba and Jordan Semura from the squad to play friendlies against Burkina Faso Energy next month. Explaining his squad selection, Nice insisted that there was no bad blood between him and the players who were were sidelined. The coach explained that he left out Musona because he has just concluded the season in Saudi Arabia. He's added that Zamora and